on pressure. You will very likely find times in your life when you are under a great deal of pressure. Pressure is a form of stress, but with expectations, deadlines, and responsibilities towards others. Pressure can come from many places, some of which you will create from your own expectations of yourself, and other pressures will be placed on you as a result of your social situations, your personal relationships, and your work or academic life. You can't escape pressure, and you shouldn't seek to, but you need to be careful about what pressures you accept and how you manage the pressures you have. In my experience, the more reliable you are, the more pressure you will be placed under, as more people will naturally rely upon you. This is a good thing, ultimately, because it speaks to the strength of your character. Be wary, however, as you accumulate responsibility, that you understand the pressures these will create. Make sure you know which pressures are internal. Monitor those feelings to make sure they are realistic and healthy. Accept only the responsibilities that you know that you can meet. Don't be afraid to decline responsibilities that create pressures you cannot control and manage. Even if you do all this, there will be times that the pressure you feel threatens to exceed your momentary ability to manage it. Here are some tools you can use to help reset so you can meet your obligations. Sleep. You may not think you have time, and sometimes you won't, but a lack of sleep will make you less sharp and less resilient emotionally. Recognize the signs that you are not firing on all cylinders and make the time to sleep. Exercise. Exercise creates a few moments in your day that are exclusively your own. Make the time for this. Your body and your mind will be stronger and clearer for doing it. Touch. There are few things as resoundingly reassuring as physical touch. Find someone close to you and spend time in contact with them. Don't whine. Whining has the opposite effect of calming you down. Whining reinforces bad ideas and attitudes and asks others to validate you for these. Talk to someone you love and trust. Express yourself. But don't give in to self-indulgent twaddle. Find a temporary reprieve. If you find yourself still under more pressure than you can handle, check your life for a temporary escape route. Can you take a little vacation? Are there responsibilities that mean less to you and others that you can postpone or eliminate? Look for ways to simplify. Reflect on the people who rely on you. Take stock in what you do for others and make that a point of pride rather than a burden. This is one of my favorite poems. I never understood it in high school until the moment that I reflected on its subject. It has since become one of my all-time favorites, and I return to it time and again. It's by William Carlos Williams. So much depends on a red wheelbarrow glazed with rainwater beside the white chickens. Be the red wheelbarrow, boys.